Shir Aleph in Bava Kama, Hey Elohei Tov Shin Mem Beis, August 24th, 1982, on Tuesday.
That's the Magen, there is a Machleki between Rav and Shmuel. What does Magen refer to? So according to Rav, Magen refers to Odom, and according to Shmuel, Magen refers to Shem. So Ashir Lagvir Lamagayev, Lula Abi Ashir Yerki, Lula Abi Ashir Yerki, Abi Hamadu Yer, Hamadu Ker Ashir. Now this is a Rebbe Rishonim explaining that here when it means Luyari Yashir Ki Aramavi, the Kuli of Sheir is not like the Kuli of Mab. In other words, that the Sheir in certain respect is more humble than Mab. So true that Sheir has certain Kulis, but the Kulis are not such great Kulis as the Kulis of Mab. That means that Sheir in certain respect is more humble than Mab. So Sheir is not as scholar as Mab in certain respect. And then in other respects, and you're the other way around. You go Yahya Mabikara Sheir. The Kule of Mabe is not like the Kule of Sheir. In other respect, so Mabe is more humble than Sheir. So Mele, in view of the fact that in certain respects the Kule of Sheir is not like the Kule of Mabe, that means that it's not as tall as Mabe, it's more homo than Mabe. So if the Torah mentioned the Chiyuv of Sheir, I couldn't learn out Mabe. Because I could say, you know why Sheir is higher? Because it's not as tall as Mabe. It is more humble in a certain respect than Mabe. And similarly, if the Torah mentioned Mabe, so I couldn't learn out Sheir, because I would say Mabe is higher, because in certain respects Mabe is more humble than Sheir. It's not as tall as Sheir in certain respects. So in other words, the Torah has to spell out Mabe, even though it already spelled out Sheir. We will have a Mabe Kiara Sheir. Bilui ze bize shei ze wachai Kyarei shei ze wachai. Suppose the Torah is mentioned, the chair is high, the mami is high, so I could turn out any shmame, because I could say, do you know why chair is high, mami is high? Because each one of them has the tchumre on wachai. It has life in it. It has animal life in it. So Mele, the owner of something that has animal life in it, is more negligent if he doesn't watch it. Machine to me, she doesn't have animal life in it. So Mele, I would say, is not higher. So even though the Torah mentioned explicitly that Sheir is higher, Mab is higher, but I couldn't deduce any Sheir. Fish is a possession, you are hanged out, you are high. Furthermore, even if the Torah mentioned the chair is high, Mab is high, Eish is higher, I couldn't learn out Beir is higher. Because I could say, Sheir and Mab and Eish, so they all have that common chumre, that is Da'atam Yilchol Hazik. They go to the Mizek. Mashekin Beya, the Beya stands in its place, and the Nizek comes and falls into the Beya, so the Nizek comes to the Mazik. And then, so Mele, how could I know that it's higher if the Torah hadn't mentioned it explicitly? Kyarabir Shinabu was, Atarashovi Shaben, Shinabu Mahazik, Ushmirosu Norecho. So we see from that, that the Mechayev of all these other, including Godot, in Shmiros HaNolah. So, in regard to Mohina Mazik, Sheir, Shem Regol, I mean Sheir, so Keren, Shem Regol, or Eid, Shem Beya, so the Mechayev is the fact that the owner of the Sheir, the owner of the Beya, the owner of the Beya, the owner of the Eid, so is obligated to watch his mom so that no damage, no injury would emanate from his father, whether it's a Shayer, to Karen, or a Shen, or a Rebel, or a Bay, or anything. What about God? So the Gemara says, the same Chayev is in regard to Odom too. But Odom Shmiras Gufi Odom. In other words, if a person has an axe and doesn't exercise care over the axe, and then the axe goes and is mazik, so the owner of the axe is considered negligent because he was expected to exercise shmira over the axe. The axe should not go out and be mazik. So, but if an Odom is mazik, even if he is mazik while he is asleep, So, in other words, he lay down on the bed, and on the edge of the bed there were certain glasses. And he lay down. He didn't think maybe in the course of his sleep he'll stretch out his legs and then he'll break the glasses. So he's chayev because of the Mishnah Sugyal. That's what the Gemara says. So, in other words, the chayev of Omizor, whether it's Niskimoni or Odom Amazi, is the negligence. Shmiros Nolam. הצד השומר שבהם, שדווקא להזי, הוא שמירו סנורך, וכשהיזי חווה מזי, נשאר לו את השום מנזה, במרית הבורת. That's not a law, in other words, because a nizek can collect from, suppose the nizek, the mazik has no cash. He has no money. So, but he has shodek kesef. So the law is based on love and attachment. And shodek kesef, and sells it and pays the music. So the halachi suppose he has real property, land, power. So then, and he has all kinds of fields. He has ziburias, he has veines, and he has idias. So the halachi is gabi mazik. He is entitled to collect from the best of the fields, even though as far as the value of the hezek is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether you collect from Zibuyas or you collect from Idias. In other words, if you collect from Idias, so then you have to take in payment of the hezek a relatively smaller piece of land. If you collect from the Zibuyas, so you have to take a relatively larger piece of land. So if the hezek is $1,000, so it doesn't make any difference. But people like a smaller piece of good land rather than Zibuya's inferior quality, a bigger piece. So the halacha is Gabi Maz Nizek. So the Nizek is entitled to collect from Meita, from the best Nechosa. If he collects from Kalki, suppose he collects from the Kalki, so then the Gemara says everything is Meita. Because land. So if you collect, let's say, a piece of land of inferior quality and you don't like it, so you might have a great problem in selling it. Because the person, because it's situated in a certain place. So you can take it to the whole world. You can sell it in Australia too. So in other words, even if you don't find a customer in this city, so you can go to another city and sell it. So mail and calculate, so even if it's suvi, so it's considered paper. But the halacha is that the nizek is entitled to paper. Now, but then, Basheik and Balchei, he's getting it from babies. And Xurasisho, according to Rabbonot, so he's visible. Alright. Now the Ash. Abono is easy. אוי, סקול על העם, אני חושב הוא מקרוא בעת ירד. הוא ללמוד מפורש שיהיו תולדס. נאמרת, זה הרובס אני אהיה תולדס. Why don't you use the word in obes? Obes means a bad. In other words, it really means They are born in an Izikin entity. Four categories, four types of Izikin. So that means whenever the Mishnah uses the expression of this, means it has daughters. A father normally has children. So in other words, so there are certain mazikin that the Torah spelled out, so that's called Yah. And then something that the Torah didn't spell out, but bears a very substantial analogy to the mazik that the Torah spelled out. So Melech, that's it all. So he told them, whether, so in other words, so always Mizikin means those that the Torah spelled out explicitly. And Tomes means those that the Torah didn't spell out, but they are similar to the mazik that the Torah spelled out. So that's called Tomes. So, always call 100% of the head, Now, that's obvious, that's the meaning, the Pirush Amilo of obvious in Ziki, or that's the meaning of obvious in Shabbos. There are 39 obvious laws, but they are told us also. So, that which existed in construction of in construction with the Mishkan, that which was involved in the Mishkan, so that is called an Av. Something that was not involved in the construction of the Mishkan, but it bears a resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkan, is it the Av? So that's the Mishkan. Now we have the expression of us, the expression obvious and told us in regard to Tume, so they are obvious and the others has a different. You see, they are obvious and told us means a higher degree of Tume and the lower degree of Tume. For example, someone who touches a mess is an avatar. Then he comes in contact with another person, so he becomes a Vishnu Tume. And then that person who touched, the person who touched the mess, touches an echo, so the echo becomes a shame to me. So their telode means it's a lower degree of me. In Mashiach came, obet telode in Izoki doesn't mean a lower degree. The same chiyu, except regarding schools. So there is a chiyu of just hotness. But except for that, toldes means, what does told mean? It means that it's not spelled out by the Torah explicitly, but it's the same chiyum. Why? Because it bears a resemblance to that mazik that is spelled out by the Torah explicitly. So all this called the Kobayu, the Morphoshim, the Torahs, Hashir Babayat, the Sinashim, the Parashim, Sigon Mishne, the Parashim, the Momisheya, Shri of the Bayah, the Mishpoti, Mabay, the Torah, the Morah. So Rav says, Mabay, the Odom. And Shmuel says, Mabe, that is Shem, Heber, this is H, we are the Kram Adkrina. He goes Rahman and Sheol and of the Mamne. Why? Because the Kule of Sheol is not quite the Kule of Mabe. In other words, it's not as Kar as Mabe. In a certain respect, it's a little more homo than Mabe. We know the Mamne. Vam Kulohi Yitzchum Yichta. Well, to that's why the Torah has to mention Mabe. Over and above, Sheila will open the Kadesh, Karamabu, the Sengal, the Arashir, the Arabeya, we should be super happy not say, even though in the order of the Torah, so they is mentioned that the Sheila. But here, the Mishnah doesn't say, we are Arashir, the Arabeya. We should, because it's the Mishnah had said, we are Arashir, the Arabeya, we are the Mishnah, we are the Sheila, the Arachayim, the Arabeya, the Arachayim. ויתן אחינה דובי בוסה שם, שאף לגב שיש שני דבר חיים לא בכלל מחברי. So that's why he had to mention first the relative Kure, the relative chumres of shei vis-a-vis mave, the relative chumre of mave vis-a-vis shei. So, lom chavuchavu, lom poresh maivoy arei likoma, ke arei shim v'nachayu, vili kasrach mone ava, min alifta, if the Torah had mentioned shei and mave, but had not spelled out that eish is chayot, I would say no eish is mave. Lo izel izel, even though the Torah had already mentioned Sheir and Mabe Neish, but if the Torah had not spelled out Beir, I would be able to learn out Beir from it. So I was supposed to not learn what I was. As I showed you before the Gola, so you might be, in the Gohet, in the Chosso, Yivet Meir Zeike, in Reitze Lifrei Aloi, in Reitze Lifrei Aloi Kaake. Now, so the Loch is that the Nizek has one advantage over other abidis, in that we can collect from Meita. A Balchei cannot collect from Meita, he can only collect from Meitas. And Midrash says that in fact he's entitled to collect from Meitas. But Midrash Gemara says Balchei didn't his voice. But the common denominator for all abidis, so that they don't have to, they are not subject to the burden of selling their property and converting the property into cash and to pay the nizik. In other words, suppose the mazik has no cash, but he has property. So then he cannot, so the nizik cannot tell the mazik, why should I bother with converting you into cash? You should handle it, and then I want cash. So the law is no. While he is entitled to collect from Midyas, but he's not entitled to demand cash. If the mazik has cash, then he has his schus to take cash from him. But suppose he doesn't have cash, so he cannot impose upon the mazik the burden of converting his property into cash. There is one abidin who the abidin is entitled to tell the abidor, I don't want to bother with selling the property. You give me cash, and that's a payout. That's a dimore in Bolitzia, the end of Bolitzia, in Abayis Valley. A payal is the only abidin who can tell the balabais. Let's say the balabais owes the money. So the balabais says, hey, I have no cash. Go ahead, take levy and attach, go to Bezdin, let Bezdin levy an attachment upon the piece of land that the farm I have, and then you bother with it. I don't want to bother with it. So the law is a payal, and he says, doesn't have his schus to tell the mazik, you bother with it. But the payout has this schus, that's the more abayis valim, has this schus. He can say, he can tell the abayis, I don't want to bother with it, I worked for you, you have to give me cash. You don't have cash, you sell the piece of land and then give me only $100, I want $100. So that's the only abayi who abayi is entitled to tell the balabais that we go, no, you give me cash. Mashenke the mazik, it isn't. So if the mazik has cash, then the law is, he can demand cash. But if he doesn't have cash, so then he cannot impose the burden upon the mazik that he should sell the property and convert it to the food. All right, now we know. Midik don't know this. Michlau, he can tell this. So we say, Kayetzeben, we love Kayetzeben. So Gabi Shabbos, Tano, is the Lord, is our boy in Chosarachas. 39. Oh, this is how we get told this. So we say, Kayetzeben. We should not have done this, we should not have done this. We should not steal it, we should not have done this. Now, it's if somebody is the Chavu Shabbos, amazing, in the presence of Amy. And with Ashoye, Kabbalah's Ashoye, so it's higher still. If there is no Ashoye, or no Kabbalah's Ashoye, or suppose there are no Eri, so then it's higher Kores. So it doesn't make any difference whether he did it or not. Oh, he didn't know Chalote. He's the same Chiyuv. And if somebody doesn't know Chan Shabbos B'Sheirim, he doesn't know Tzosah, he writes on Shabbos. He doesn't know Tzosah. And so then he is Chayre V'Chatos. So it does make a difference whether he does in the Loches Av B'Sheirim or he does in the Loches B'Sheirim. So it's Chayre V'Chatos. Loishnot Chatos Shiton Chatos. Loishnot Skele Shiton Veskele. Umayim Kibinav V'Chamone. Umayim Kibinav V'Chamone. So of course, Rashi says, always come and hammer the Chassidim with all the heaven. We're heaven. That's in regard to all this of Mizikim. So the Torah spells out Mazikim. The Torah spells out Kerem, the Torah spells out Shem, the Torah spells out Regal. Although very rich, Mashiachim Gabi Shabbos, the Torah doesn't spell out any of the words. Only in a general way, the Torah says, we Sazikom Loch. But this Loch is the Torah doesn't. The Torah doesn't spell out. So there are only two loches that are spelled out in the Torah. One is the Loches Yitzroyeh, and the other is the Loches Yitzroyeh. So that's the Loches Yitzroyeh. And then Avod, which is the Vav-Reish, the Chomish Viseichem Be'im HaShabbos. So there's a machlokes in regard to Avod between the Nosri and the Yitzroyeh, where the Vav Yotzes or the Chalik Yotzes according to the Yitzroyeh. So the business by the Torah spells out Avore, because Avore is not Nichlal in the general category of Loches. And there is no Chiyuv Skila, there is no Chiyuv Kodesh, there is no Chiyuv Chatur Shevet. It's only special art. According to Rav Nosky, it is Nichlal in the general category of Loches. But the Chalik Yotzes, in other words, if he does many Loches, the Helen Loches, we hold Loche because he, let's say, he writes on Shabbos because he doesn't know that writing is Yosef. And let's say he builds on Shabbos, he doesn't know the Bidin is one of the Loches. So there, he's hired to Hatois. But, so only two Loches are spelled out. And one is spelled out because the Chalik, a contra Moslem that the way passing. And the other one, why is the other one spelled out? So things are saying Shabbos because it's always a Loche Boy. So in other words, that means that there is a basic distinction between, even though there are 39 Meloches, but there is a distinction between 38 Meloches and Hitzoy. Hitzoy is a Loche Boy. And things are saying Shabbos is. This is what you say here. We have to take notice of that thesis in order to understand the thesis here too, and in order to be able to answer some of the kashas against certain shape. So thesis in Shabbos, that Ben says that Hitzoy is in Lohekoy. In what way does it manifest its character as Lohekoy? So that's in regard to all other Loheks. Even though the Torah doesn't spell out, Lo yisichti bu b'yim ha-shabos. The Torah doesn't spell out that in Loches, so it still becomes in Loche by virtue of the fact that k'tire, k'sive, b'yim, all these Lamedes Loches existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So that the fact that it existed in the Mishkan, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, that makes it into Loche. Hitzoyeh, even though Hitzoyeh also existed in the Mishkan, because the Rebbe had to make certain Hitzoyehs in connection with the Mishkan. So, but if the Torah had not spelled out a special possibility, our Yeti Mishkan came to him as another person. So there, he saw it would be Meloche in spite of the fact that it existed in Mishkan. Why? Because he saw it in Meloche Boye. Why is he saw it in Meloche Boye? Very simple. Because every Meloche, other than Tzoye, involves a certain creative act. Where you change something, when you write. So you produce something. You write ACS, you create something. Mashiach and Yitzhoye, did you create? There is no Yitzira, there is no creation, you don't do anything, you don't accomplish anything. You just bring it over from the Mishnah. No Chidin Mishnah Rabbi, or Dalet Anas in the Mishnah Rabbi. That's why it's in the Lochim way. So all other Lochis that involve an element of Yitzira, of creation, of producing, of creating something, producing something, you write, you erase, you build, you destroy, all right, so the Kalka is for that. So it has to be the Kalka on Las Midnes, on Las Misaki. But you accomplish something. Mashaykh Mitzoy, you don't accomplish anything. It's the same object, but you carry it from one place into the other. So if the Torah had not spelled out explicitly that Mitzoy is a Meloche, in Teilah Shebechzav, he wouldn't become a Meloche. But only because the Torah spelled it out. All right, this is what Teisa says. This is what Teisa says in Shabbos. That's in regard to the obvious, of the Lochas and Shabbos. So there, that which existed in the Mishkan is an art, and that which did not exist in the Mishkan, but it bears a resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkan, that is the Lord. Mashin came here, so the Gemara is the Kashi. After all, since the same Chiyu is the same Chiyu, why should the Mishneh call the Nav and the Gemode? In final analysis, it's the same thing. So what's the purpose of applying the separate appellation, the separate name, to that which existed in the Mishneh, and the separate appellation to that which did not exist itself in the Mishkan, but it's completely analogous, it bears a resemblance to that which exists in the Mishkan. What's the purpose of it? So the Gemara says, imagine giving up with the other Matine. You are the Shri of this Bardode, you now the Shri of this Bardode, the Chaye, Bardo, Chode, Chode. You are the Dog, he told you today, the Chaye, Bardo, Chode. Suppose someone writes on Shabbat, and he built a house on Shabbos. He didn't know Binyan is Meloche. He didn't know that Binyan is Meloche. So he's mechuyev to bring to Chatoris. But suppose someone will sow seeds in the Karati on Shabbos. And then he will take water and... So that's an hour of Zeraya. Then he'll take water and he'll pour it upon the grass. And that promotes the growth of the grass. So that's it only of Zeraya. So suppose he didn't know of the Meloche of Zeraya, and he didn't know of the Telode of Zeraya, that watering Hirokis, so is the Telode of Zeraya. So, and he did both acts on Shabbos, so the Meloche is the Rabbin of Chavez, I say, is Chayvon Monchanos. So that's why it was necessary to call certain Meloches Av and certain Meloches Delode. Because if we say there are all kinds of Meloches, so there are all kinds of Meloches, so and then the Mishneh gave an exhaustive list of all Meloches, Obes and Delodes. Now one should think that Delodes has no limit. We are not at liberty, let's say, to add to the Melochas and to say this is the Telode of that Melochas just because it bears a resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkan. In other words, we have to find out from the Melochas what is the Telode of what. But we are not at liberty just to invent new Melochas just because certain activities bear a resemblance to that which exists in the Mishkan. The Chazal tell us what Meloches are Meloches on account of the fact that they bear a resemblance to those Meloches that exist in the Mishkan. As a matter of fact, there is a remarkable Yerushalmi in Shabbos. The Yerushalmi says, it's a remarkable thing to say, that just as there are 39 Meloches, 39 Obes, so every Av Meloches has 39 tzavos. It would be some job to find out if every hour what are the 39 tzavos. But that's Yerushalmi. Shalmi or Bodo, Mishalmi. So that means not everything that bears a resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkin, so the Melech, it can become a Kalodeh. We know how to love it. So that's a price that if somebody is Mashkes as Roy, so it's in the Lodeh of Zeraya. But if the Lord didn't mention it, we couldn't say just because it bears a resemblance to Zeraya in the sense that that promotes the growth. So the Melech, he's higher mission told there. We should talk of Zeraya. Now suppose, let's say, there is on the field. So there is a curtain spread out on the field. And that obstructs the sunshine of the sun. Now, as long as there is no sunshine, so there cannot be any more. And then someone will on Shabbos. So you take away the curtain, suppose he had the curtain spread out on the field, over the trees, over the grass, over the lawn, a big curtain spread out. Then on Shabbos, so naturally, there cannot be any growth because it obstructs the sunshine. That's a necessary prerequisite for growth of plants. And somebody on Shabbos will remove that curtain. He will not be hired hatos on the score or be told of Zeraya because after all it also bears a resemblance. By removing the curtain, you in effect promoted the growth because you enabled the sun to have access to the planets. One couldn't say that because what is not a liberty just to invent laws on the basis of a similarity between that kind of an act. There has to be a law. In other words, there is a law of Bobes and there is a law of Tobes and both. Now, so the Obes and Tobes are a law of Mishmisina. So even though we learn it out from the Mishkan, but still it's a law of Mishmisina. So that's what Yerushalmi says. There is a law of Mishmisina, 39. Obeys, and then there are 39 Tomas in each law. So only the things that Allah declares as Tomas are Tomas. But what is not a liberty to invent new Melachas just because certain acts appear to bear resemblance to the dead Melacha that existed in the Mishnah. So Mora says, so why do we call one out and one Melacha when one Tomas? Let the Mishnah, the Braise, spell out all the Melachos, Obes and Toldes, indiscriminately. Why apply one appellation to Av? And why one appellation to Tolode? True, that which exists in the Mishkin, that is Av. And that which did not exist in the Mishkin, but bears a resemblance to that which exists in the Mishkin, that is Tolode. But why apply separate appellations? Let just list the Melachos, if there is no Lachim, so the Gemara says there is Lachim. The Lord is the Oves Ba'adode, in Amish the Oves Ba'adode Mechayev, Akol Chod the Mechode, the Lord is the Amish the Oves Ba'adode Mechayev, the Lord. Ur Hadleza Mechayev Atom in the Mokima, Amai Kor of the Av, Vamai Kor of the Mechode. But according to Hadleza, you cannot say that's the purpose of calling certain Melachos Oves, in certain laws to others, to know whether it's higher two hatos or it's higher only one hatos, but contra verse there is no such thing. Because even if a person will, let's say, sow seeds on Shabbos, and you also water grass on Shabbos, you pour water on the lawn, so it will be higher two hatos. So there is nothing. So what's the purpose of applying separate appellations to the obeys and the so-called obeys and the separate appellation to the so-called tzavodes. So the Gemara says, how they have the Mish Mechshide Kovali Yad, how they have the Mish Mechshide Kovali Tzavodes. Now, Tesves mentions two Yosoids, but then the Marshal B'Shem Agirge mentions another verse. But it's not only Marshal B'Shem Agirge, because the other verse is mentioned by Tesves in Shabbos. So while Tesves here only mentions two Yosoids, but together with Tesves in Shabbos, there are three Yosoids. Now, so according to one verse, we did not go over the thesis yet, but I just want to point it out, that there are three Yosoids, or three Pshat. What according to one Shite, so the essential thing is, or the right same thing, how I ask you, how do I have a Mishin Hashim call out? How do I have a Mishin Hashim call for? If you have this, you're going to have to come to the Lord, you're going to have to come to the Lord, you will always know that the people who are maintaining, hey, you know, it's a question of Kafra, Boga, and Achnose, and Meshi, the Yudachas. So according to that, Gilse Tensu says that even if something existed in the Mishkan, even if something existed in the construction of the Mishkan, but it's not Hoshu, so then it's not enough. It's not enough. So, and then this says, he's the guy said, how do they have a mishkin uchshid? Kovali ab. How do they have a mishkin uchshid? They call it the Lord. Well, if you're six and so, they might be very talented. I won't uchshid the Lord. I won't uchshid. Or you have a lot. So according to the second year, the second motion they says, so they, in order to be considered now, there are two prerequisites. Number one, it must have existed in the mishkin. Number two, it must be uchshid. Suppose it's Hoshu, but did not exist in the Mishkan. It did not exist in the Mishkan. And suppose it existed in the Mishkan, but it's not Hoshu. So it's not. So the second year, I understand very well. In other words, there are two prerequisites. In other words, first, number one, prerequisite number one, it must have existed in the Mishkan. Like Tzira, because the construction in the Mishkan, so they had to become Tzira, certain things. Or Ksive, I mean, Bishol, I mean, they had to be Bashal Samoy. So it exists in Mishkan. Number two, it had to have Chshivas. It had to have Chshivas. What is Chshivas is another question, but it had to have Chshivas. But the first Washington thesis and the first girl says, so the Marshal and the Maram, they all point out, according to the first question, the first girl says, so the only important prerequisite is Chshivas. Mishkanat. So if something existed in the Mishkan, it has no Chshivas. It has no Chshivas. So then it's not enough. It's not enough. Even though it existed. But if there's no chshives, it's not enough. But if something has chshives, even though it didn't exist in the Mishkan, it's so then it is enough. That is very difficult. If it has chshives, it didn't exist in the Mishkan. How can it become enough just because it's chshuv? Now I'm sure that many American Jews will say that gold playing is a very chshuv act. Nothing can be more important, more cautious than playing a ball. So, assuming that it is like, alright, maybe it's not cautious. But assuming that it is a cautious act, so that will make it into a loche, playing a ball will become a loche, the right thing. So that when one plays gold, be shamed into the high of Hathos, the high of Kohats, and it wasn't amazing. I mean, it's ridiculous. So how can something be in loche? How can something be in Loche if it didn't exist in the Mishkan? After all, the fact that it existed in the Mishkan, that's the basis of the Shema Loche. And that's the basis of Yah, and that's the basis of the Tevode also. Because what is a Tevode? A Tevode is something that is similar to that act that existed in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they didn't water the water in the Mishkan. They didn't water the water. But the Yozeveya, they put seeds. They planted certain things in the mission. So, some the Mele, we say, if somebody waters the lawn on Shabbos, he's also happy. Why? Because it's analogous. It bears a resemblance to Zriya. What do you do when you put seeds in the land, in the culture? You promote growth. When you water the lawn, you also promote growth. So that means that the existence in the Mishkan is the basis of all Melachas Shabbos, whether it's Av or Itron, is the basis of Av Melache, because that which existed in the Mishkan itself, that is the Av, that which did not exist, but at least it bears a resemblance, it has the characteristics of that which existed in the Mishkan, is the Torah. But without Mishkan, how can we conceive of the Melache? Now, the third Yosef, which is not mentioned in Tesis here, but which is mentioned in Tesis Shabbos, is just the reverse. That the existence in the Mishkan is the important thing. If something existed in the Mishkan, so then it's an Av, even though it's not Hoshe. If it didn't exist in the Mishkan, even though it's Hoshe, it's not. That we understand. But the first question of Tesis requires an explanation. So obviously, it goes without saying that if something is choshev, even if admittedly it's very choshev, if it didn't exist in the Mishkan at all, in any way, in any form, then it cannot be the Melacha. But when Teisa says that according to the first Yosef, the important thing is choshev, not existing in the Mishkan, means, let's say, if there is a certain act that is choshev, and even though it did not exist itself in that form in the Mishkan, but in a similar form it existed in the Mishkan, then it becomes a Av. Then it becomes an Av. You'll see, I mean, there is a lot of discussion, I mean, in connection with the previous thesis, as to whether Eife, as to whether Mivashe, as to whether Mivashel is an Av or Mivashel is a Torah. As to whether Niteah is an Av or Niteah is a Torah. So some say that Niteah is an Av, Mivashel is an Av. On the contrary, they say in the Mishkan, what did you have? What did you have in the Mishkan? You didn't have anything in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, when it gives the list of all the Melachos, of the Lantes Melachos, what does it mention in the Mishkan? We are not having more Shabbos here. But Omis Melochez, the Fangim of Dalet, Abu Yuchosrachas, Hazareya is mentioned, Niteya is not mentioned. החיר שחיר יצר המאמי רבו שזה להביר להפיך את המרקי הראש הוא איף 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 בייקי בוא מבשר מבשר is not mentioned בוינינג is not mentioned מבשר is not mentioned so some say that מבשר is an Av but some say it's a question what is this you should be here but that מבשר is not an Av so the question is raised by many of the Mivashim, how could we say that if he is an Av and Mivashim is a Torah? On the contrary, what exists in the Mishkan? We don't have any raya that if he existed in the Mishkan, except the complete sheet of Rabbi Kohen. Now that is another machlokes. It's a machlokes v'shem. When we learn out from the Mishkan, that which existed in the Mishkan. So many Rishayim say, and that seems to be most Rishayim say that the basis of Melacha is the existence in connection with the construction of Mishkan. But suppose a certain act was not done in the course, in connection with the construction of Mishkan, but it was done in the course of the Avedis that took place in the Mishkan. So most Rishayim say, then it's not enough. It's not the basis of enough. Rabbi Goyen is chayek. And Rabbi Goyen's shiti is that that even if something, a certain act, did not take place in the mikvah in connection with the construction of the mishkan, but it took place in connection with the avodas of the mishkan, so it's also. So according to Rabbi Boyer, Afiyeh, now the Mishnah mentions Afiyeh. Mivasha, the Mishnah doesn't mention. So some Rishonim say explicitly that both Mivasha is enough and Afiyeh is enough. But there are some who say, I don't know whether Rishonim say it, because that depends upon the Pshat Tesis. But Tiyot say the Tesis, what the Pshat Tesis is. But some say that according to Tesis, so Mivashel is not enough. Mivashel is enough. Mivashel is enough. And what is enough? It is enough. Why is it enough? Because the Mishnah mentions it in the list of one's words. The Mishnah does not give a list of the words. The Mishnah mentions it. So many Rishonim say explicitly that if the Mivashel is enough, and it's the same out, but that some say, no, if it's that, Mivashel is the Lord. But Mivashel existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. Bishul Samoni. So that was one of the raw materials. The Samoni was one of the raw materials used in the construction of the Mishkan. It means, because the Mishkan means everything. It means the Yerias and everything. So that we understand. But those who say that Mivashel is the Lord, even though Bishul Samoim existed in the Mishkan, Bishul Samoim is in the Mishkan, but is it the Lord? If it is that, where exists the Mishkan? So Bishul, according to Rabbi Goyen, that anything that took place in the Midbar, in the course of the Avedis HaKorbanos, is also a basis for Meloches. So naturally, I mean, the old Meloches, the Lachmaponim, and everything, yet very bad. So it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avedis. But according to all the other Mishkan, who say that only that which existed in the Mishkan in the course of the construction of the Mishkan, that is a basis, that serves as a basis for Meloches. But that which existed in the Mishkan in the course of the Avodas, but did not take place in the course of the construction of the Mishkan, so is not a basis for Meloches. So why should Infer be in Meloches? Now, and it will be very hard to say that most Rishonim, that all those who say Infe is a Meloche and Mivashel is a Tavode, so they will agree with the Shita of Rabbi Goyen. As a matter of fact, say that Rabbi Goyen is not mentioned by Rachel in general. The Eglital mentions it. The Eglital mentions it. But many of the Poskim, they didn't know of the Rabbi Goyen. And the other Rishonim will say that only that which existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan is the basis of the Meloche. But that which existed only in the course of the Avodas HaMishkan, so that is not the basis for the Meloche. Rabbi Goyen says so. So then the question arises, how can we say that now. So when Tesis says in the first question that there is only one prerequisite, Chshives, not existed in the Mishkan. It doesn't mean Chshives, but but it didn't exist in the Mishkan in any way when it fell. If it was Choshev, in the Mishkan itself, if it was Choshev, but, so even though it did not exist in the Mishkan, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but let's say Achim. Now, Bishul, so existed in Mishkan. And why should we say that Bishul is not Choshev? Why should we say that Bishul is not Choshev? After all, it was an integral part of the Melechus HaMishkan. They had to be Bashul with some money. But, let's say, according to the other Mishkan, who are here in Kabbalah, and who say that the basis of existing in the Mishkan is only that which existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but something that did not exist in connection, did not take place in the Mikol in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, that's not in existence. But let's say a fear could be considered as not, according to the first version of Jesus. Why? Because it certainly is Hoshe. Why is Afiya Hoshe? Because most people bake cakes, they bake challah. I mean, that's not the criterion whereby we determine that it is Hoshe. No, because Afiya existed in the Mishkan, not in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, but in the course of the abilities of the Mishkan. The lachmaponim had to be baked. There were minchas that had to be baked, so it existed in the Mishkan. That in itself is not enough to make it into an adroch. But it is choshev, because it was choshev in the mitzvah. In the Avodah it was Choshev. So, Chshivas it is, and at the same time, it existed in a similar form, in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. What's the similar form that it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan? Bishul. Because Bishul and Afiya are two separate things. One is cooked on fire, with water in a keli, and what is cooked on fire, not in water. So there's a difference, but there is certainly a big similarity between the act of Afiye and the act of Bishul. Now, Afiye is Choshev, even though it did not exist directly in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But Choshev it is, because it did exist, it did take place in the course of the Avodas in the Mikvah. So the Meila it is Choshev. So it is Choshev. And at the same time, even though it did not exist directly in the exact form in connection with the construction of the Mishkan Afiyeh, but it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan in a similar form, in an analogous form. So that's not. But something is Choshev, and it did not exist in the Mishkan in any way, not in the exact form, nor in a similar form, then it cannot be in the Lach. Alright, so we have three shittas. One Gilsay is, one Shitta, one Roshi is, that Chshivas is the important thing. And what does it mean Chshivas is the important thing? Even if it didn't exist in the Mishkan, so it only means if it didn't exist in the exact form in the Mishkan, but it existed in the Mishkan in a similar form, and it's Choshev. How is the Chshivas to be determined? Also from the Mishkan. But even if it existed in the course of the Avodas of the Mishkan, so the name of that gives it a Chshivas. And if it existed in connection with the construction of the Mishkan in a similar form, so the name of it's an app. So that means that Eifin is an app. Why is it an app? Because it's Choshev. How do we know it's Choshev? It
existed, it was going in the, it existed in the course of the abilities of the Mishkan. So that certainly gives it a chivas if it was going to be born in the course of the abilities of the Mishkan. And then it didn't exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan in the exact form of it. That not, but in a similar form, it did exist. Bishul is very similar to Afir. Some may lay into that. That's homer. Then there is another she can taste this, that there are two prerequisites. It must, in order to be allowed, so it must have shivas, and it must exist in the Mishkan, in the Mishkan connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So according to the second Gilsay, the second motion in Tesis here, so Eife wouldn't be an hour. Eife wouldn't be an hour. Now, unless we accept the Shita of Rabbi Gold, but if we don't accept, it doesn't seem that Tetzes is the Shita of Rabbi Gold, because Tetzes nowhere mentions Avedis as a basis for his Mishkan. Whenever Tetzes mentions that it exists in Mishkan, never Tetzes mentions that something existed in the form of Avedis. So it seems, and it is assumed by that, that Tetzes is Chemikam Rabbi Gold. So the main way, according to the second Gilsay, in Tetzes, that in order to be an Av, so there are two prerequisites. Number one, Akshive, and number two, it has to exist in the Mishkan. And what does it mean, exist in the Mishkan? In connection with the construction of the Mishkan, not just in the course of the Abed in the Mishkan. So the main way, so the Vashi is an Av, and Eife is not enough. Mivashel is enough, and Eife is not enough. Mivashel is enough because it existed in connection with the construction of Mishkan. Mishkan is something. Yeah, I mean, it's Chashive too. It's Chashive because it was used. It was a necessary use in the establishment of the Mishkan. You couldn't have that Mishkan in that form without Mishkan Samoni. So, Mashiach in Eife, Eife is Hoshu. What's the right? Hoshu. It was used in the course of the Avedic Mishkan. But it didn't exist in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. So Eife is the Lord. Now then, there is a third chapter that is not mentioned this is here, but only by the Gilgan, but it's mentioned this is Shabbos, that the important thing is only existence in the Mishkan. This in the Mishkan. Anything that took place in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, even though it could have been avoided and the Mishkan could have been built without doing that act. As long as in fact it took place in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, so there is a matter. So you have the issues. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. There is a very strange Rashi. Hatoy b'shei yisrul b'yidin b'shei, lo b'shei b'chai b'tavte, hatoy b'chai b'chode, ha'abroch ha'abot ol b'nidei b'chai. Oh, that's a very strange Rashi. It's lo b'chai b'chode, a court of Rabbanim, that if he did a na'abon b'chode, let's say, he put some seeds in the carpet, and then he watered the lawn. So the Rabbanim say, he's chai b'chode, ha'abot. So what does it mean? It's only chayil chatos for putting the seeds in the ground and for watering the lawn is not chayil. Why? It's not a nice idea. So Rashi says, "Min chayil lochode, av loche, aval al tilode nidei lo mechado." It's very strange. What is it? Lo mechado chayil. Suppose he'll just water the lawn. Would it be chayil chatos? Of course, it'll be chayil chatos. Of course, it'll be chayil chatos. So if he does both, he sows seeds in the ground, and in addition, he waters alone. So he's high only one chatos according to Rabbanan Tavreza. All right, one, but that one, he has to bring equally for putting the seeds and for watering alone. why does he have to bring only? So why did he say Avrochem Michayel Lachode Avrochem Aba Atelode Bidei Lo Michayel? Why Atelode Bidei Lo Michayel? For the Pshat and Rashi, even though the Roshi is not smooth, actually, but Rashi couldn't mean that he's not higher for the Telode. He means, of course, he's higher. He brings the same chatos, and the same chatos is mechapel for putting the seeds. And for the Avera involved in putting the seeds in the ground on Shabbos, and for the Avera involved in watering the lawn. But Rashi means this, that the Terodeh is only in the Loche, not per se, but it's in the Loche because it is similar to the Zereah that existed in Egypt. This is what Rashi is emphasizing. In other words, you say that's a little bit of a question. Of course, why is it a lot of it? It's a lot of it. After all, water in the lawn did not exist in Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they didn't pour water upon soil. They put seeds in the ground. They had to plant certain things, certain someone. But they didn't water the grass. So why is it in Loche? Because there is a common denominator between the act of putting seeds in the ground, you promote growth, and the act involved in pouring water on the grass. You also cause growth, you promote growth. So that means that the Telode, the so-called Telode, is in Loche only by virtue of the fact that it is an act. It conforms to the act. So what kind of a chiddush does Rashi mention? But there is a chiddush in Rashi. The shita of Rabbi Hananel, the Chaim Gimel in Shabbos, is that not only is there such a thing as the Telode, there is such a thing of a Telode de Telode. In calculus, you have a derivative, the first derivative, the second derivative. So here, according to Rabbi Hananel, there is a first derivative, a Telode. There's the first Telode. There's the first derivative. And then there is a second derivative. For example, the Rabbi Hananel is Shabbos Dabayim. So, according to Rabbi Hananel, the Av Melochim is real. Because in Mishkan, Nitiyeh of trees did not exist in Mishkan. Three existed in Mishkan. Certain someone you had to sow in the Mishkan. But Nitiyeh did not exist in Mishkan. Some male, only Zereah is now. Nitiyeh is it alone. But then, Nitiyeh is it alone. Why? Because Nitiyeh bears a striking and very substantial resemblance to skin. But then Mavrich Marki, engrafting, you know, Mavrich Marki, so that doesn't bear a substantial resemblance to skin. But once Nitiyeh is in Loche, because Nitiyeh bears a substantial resemblance to Zriyeh, so then we have a second derivative, and that is Mavrich Marki. That's what now, one second, just one thing, what he actually said. He doesn't say, he said, Rach says, that Mavrich or Marki can be in the Lord of Zereah. So then he says, but Zereah, to prune, you know, prune a tree, the pruning of trees, the pruning. So he says like this, he says, Hazeneh Chayel Mishum Nitiyeh. It's a Telode of Nitiyeh. Ve'amiteyah, ve'amavre, ve'amarki, Chayel Mishum Zereah. Shmayin Yominei, mit dem Meikin, Hamadri, der Amalkin, und Shemitea, wie Afri, Shemitea, die Jeschte Lodoritori. So what I said before is to, the Rav Yosef, that Madri, Malkin, is the Lodoritori as well. But Madri, Malkin, bears a substantial resemblance to Zriya also, not only Zriya. So the name of Madrich Malki is a Tirode of both, of Zriya and of Nitea. But Nitea itself is not enough. Nitea is a Tirode of Zriya. Madrich Malki is a Tirode of both, of the Av, of Zriya, and of the Lord of Nitea. At the same time, it is the Lord of Zeraya and also the Lord of Nitea. But then Zeme, Puri, is only the Lord of Nitea, not of Zeme. Not of Zeme. Not of Zeme. Why is Puri, what does Puri mean? Puri really means, I mean, you pluck out certain twigs from the character, and that which are detrimental for the continual growth of the tree. So certain twigs are interfering with the proper progressive growth. So when you pluck out certain twigs, thus enabling the tree to grow more freely, so that's Zeme. So Zeme is not the Tolde of Zeraya, but Zeme is the Tolde of Nitea. Nitea. The Madrich Malki, he says, is it Tolde of Zeraya, is it Tolde of Nitea? Why does it have to be? It doesn't have to be. But the fact is that it's a Tolde of both. Anyway, then he said, then he concludes, Shmayim Amino, Midimeikim Amadri of the Amalki, Mishim Nitea, Viav Mishim Zeraya, Yesh Tolde of Nitea, Yesh Tolde of Nitea. So in other words, according to Rashi, there is the first derivative, of a certain loche, and then there is a second derivative. So, Memele, that means, according to Rashi, there couldn't be such a thing. But Rashi emphasizes here, when Yechaye Elochode, Av Meloche, Avala Tolde Midei Lo Yechaye. So that means, that he doesn't mean he's not Chaye for the Tolde, he's only Chaye for the Av. Of course, he brings a Chatos for both acts, for Zriye and for watering alone. But why is watering alone a meloche? Because it conforms to the Av. But if it doesn't direct, if this in itself does not conform to the Av, but something, another act, would conform to this act. So in other words, C is similar to B, and B is similar to A. So then, C could not become a loche on the Rashi. According to the Rach, it can become a loche. And that's why Zemir is a loche. Because Zemir is C. And C, the act of Zmire, bears a resemblance to the act of Nitiye. The act of Nitiye bears a resemblance to the act of Zriye. So the Mele, the act of Zvire also becomes Meloche. Not by virtue of the fact that it conforms to Zvire, it doesn't conform to Zvire according to the Rav. But it conforms, it bears a resemblance to Nitiye. So that means that according to the Rav, even though the basis of the Meloche involved in Nitiye is also Zvire, the fact that Zvire exists in Nitiye. But once we have an act that is similar to that which existed in the Mishkan, then that in itself can give rise to other laws that are similar to it, according to Rashi, not according to Rashi. This is what Rashi means. To be chayrik and Rashi. In other words, in order that a certain tilode, a so-called tilode, should become a loche, so it must bear resemblance to that act which exists in the Mishkan. But if it doesn't bear resemblance to that which existed in the Mishkan, but it's Deinu and Deinu, it's Deinu to Nitiya, and Nitiya is named to Zriya, then it cannot become Nua. So because she is for Nua, says the Zriya is higher, the answer is Rashi holds. The Zriya itself bears a substantial resemblance to Zriya. But if Zriya did not bear a substantial resemblance with Zriya, but just with Nitiya, so it could be Nua. So this is what Rashi means about the Nechai. That the Chiyuv that the law, according to the Rav, so every Tumodeh is a Melocha per se, by virtue of the fact that it has a resemblance to the Av, the Melocha is a Mishkin, it becomes a Melocha per se, according to the Rav. So in any way, any other act that does not bear a resemblance to that Melocha that is a Mishkin, but it bears a resemblance to that Melocha that is in the Lode of the Melocha that is in the Mishkin, is also a contract, not a contract. Urabeza the Mechayev Tarte, the Ovid Lode in the day in the Chayev Tarte had to live in Misach Shabbos, the contract, could always Melocha in Mishkin, and we will be Misach Shabbos. So why do we call one out and one Lode? So the Lode in the Terrace had to have a Mishkin Shabbos. Now we see the Shin Kubetzes, they mention the Shin Kishen, the Shin Kubetzes mention the Machlokes Rav and Baritze in Chrises Dach Tesmol. In Chrises Dach Tesmol. Now we meet Rav Leza. Now Rav Leza says that there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Yitzchak. According to Rav Leza, that if somebody does a nav and eats tov, he's chayav two chatois. Let's say, take a concrete example. He puts seeds in the karke, and in addition he pours water on the lawn. So he's chayav two chatois. So let's say, assuming the beitzer is in the lode of keitzer. Keitzer means harvesting. Harvesting of grain. That's enough. But many machines say that only the harvesting of grain is enough. But let's say the reaping of grapes is a joy. That did not exist in the mission. So that's the joy. So that means, according to Rav Leza, if somebody harvests grain on Shabbos and he reaps grapes on Shabbos, he's chayav to chatos. Suppose instead of harvesting and reaping grapes, he'll repeat the act of harvesting twice. He'll harvest once, and then an hour later on Shabbos, he'll harvest again. Abi Abdi Day, in the same hour, twice. Would it be chayev a two chatois, or even Rav Leza would be made in this case, he'll be higher than the one. So there's a machloekes case between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak and that thing. Oh. The Gemara says that the swarm increases. Oh my God, Ton Rabbi. Boil, let's say, our needle. Boil. Boil, which the needle. Why should the needle? Because of boil. Bechoza ubor, and he's beel mechot. He's chayav al kol achazah. Five times he's boalish nido. So he's chayav five chatois, even though he's beel mechot. Dimer Rav Leza, chachomim eilim in chayav el achaz. So that's the machlokes only in the case where he was boel on the same nido. But suppose he has five wives, and he was born a Hainosho, while the other days, Umeinim Chachoni, the Rav Leza, before al Hainosho, neither is Bibasachas, even though it's Bibasachas, Shulchaye, Balkolachas, Yachas. Hoyo Bihu Goramle. So, what does it mean, Hugo of them? In other words, in view of the fact that each one of these wives is Chayim Chatos, so Mele, he's also Mechuye five Chatos. So, the Chachomim are made to the blessing. So, the more as the Kashi, Omer, the Rabbi Rav Nachman, Mi Amrim, Hugo of them, Vatanya, Hugo, Bele, Machas, Vi, the Hilalonis, Hui, the Chayim Lachas, Vi, Chayim Lachas, Lachas. So, we don't say that if there is a Bele, in Beles, So since each one of the Nivellas is highly separate Chatos, so because of that, that he should also be highly separate Chatos, so why should we say here that since according to Chachomi, if he's born five times, I'll one Nishon, you know, so then he's highly only one Chatos, in view of the fact that it's Belemechor, so even if he was born Al-Hei Nishon, he should also be chayav only one chatos, just because the wives bring five separate chatois. That doesn't mean that he should be mechuyev to bring five chatois. After all, with him, it's one halal. Elor eine hoyo v'gufi mechuyev. So the reason is why the Chachamim of Rabbi Elazar are meaning that bo al hei noshok nidos im vasachas. So then, be'al mechuyev. So he's hired five chatois because they are goofy machloki. But when they are no goofy machloki, if it's bo'alish liachas five times, the hell mechot, so then the rabbanan says he's only hired one chatos, and Rabbi Elazar says he's hired five chatos. Then the more has an abai. Iboyim, kotza vi kotza mal. Omar Rabbi Elazar. Time with Rabbi Elazar. Timely. Suppose he skates here at 9 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos, and then he skates again the same way. He harvested grain twice. Does Rabbi Elazar say he's high one chatos, or Rabbi Elazar says he's high two chatos? So then there is a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi says it's fine. Oh, so that by time with Rabbi Elazar. Kotza vi kotza mal Omar Rabbi Elazar. Time with Rabbi Elazar also in the case of bo al ishti ido five times. So then he's hired five chatois. We should be on the tarti. So kotza vi kotza is also the tarti. He should be hired. And then time with Rabbi Elazar also we should be out the efshalim the alvon in peace. Zuba zu amtul hoche. Omar Rabbi Elazar chayav al klachas v'achas. Avu kotza ki kreikres v'chotza mi kotza ki kreikres v'al machas ki nevshali v'arif shti kreikres v'asachas in chayav v'achas. Ma? Omar Rabbi, tani de Rabbi Elazar hoso mi shiyo batarte. Hochename ho batarte. After all, Rabbi Elazar says in so many words that if someone is bo al ishti nido five times, he is chayav five chatois in no it v'al mechas. The same mistake. It's not that he had one mistake and then he realized the mistake and then he forgot again. It's the same mistake, the same ignorance. So still Rabbi Elazar says he is chayav hei chatois because there are three ma'aseh bias without goofy machloki, the same woman. So he's chayav, so kotza v'kotza, he's also chayav twice. If kotza v'kotza 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 v'kotza, so he's chayav five times because it's a third ma'aseh. That's what Rabbi says. Then Rabbi Yisef says no. Rabbi Yisef from our time with Rabbi Elazar also in the Efshal in the Av. Where does Rabbi Elazar say that he's higher five chatois? That's in the case of Bo, Al Shindo, Hepiom. So he couldn't. So in such case, he couldn't make five beers at the same time, simultaneously. That's impossible. So the male, since they couldn't take place at the same time, so the male, he is hired five chatois. Mashiach, kotza, five times he was ketzer. He could have been ketzer all these grains at the same time. At the same time, he could be ketzer in this place, in that place, he'll hold with two fingers. So he became there, this hitting, and with other two fingers, this hitting, with other two fingers, this hitting, and other two fingers, this hitting. I mean, the same split second, he could make all the five ksivas. So since it's Efshar, the album, it was Achas. So the Mele Rebezer is made it, that he is not higher, five Chatamis, he's only higher one Chatamis. Now, the question is this. Bishleime, if we say like Chavi Hise, that according to Reb Lezer, he's only higher two Chatamis, Avi told him today. But the same Chatamis, he's only higher one Chatamis. So then we can understand as to why the Gemara says, the Gemara is the Kasha. After all, it's the same. He's mechuyev. He's mechuyev to on the Av and on the Lord separately. So mainly, it has the same status as the Av. So one should not be called an Av and the Av at all, because this is the Meloch and this is the Meloch. But according to Rabbi, that Rabbi Lezer, when he's Mechayev Shtayim, so it's not only when he goes in Adam at all. Even if he's Ketzer and Ketzer, he's Chayev Shtayim. Even when he's Ketzer and Ketzer, he's Chayev Shtayim. Why? Because it's two separate vices. It's two separate vices. So in Mele, that means that Rav Lezer is Mechayev, at all the Mokimah, because for each vice is Mechayev a separate Chatos. So what's the Kasha of the Gemara? Am I commonly Tomode? But the answer is, even according to Rabbi, there is a special Aloche, and Rabbi told me that it is Mechayev to Chatos. Because the Gemara is the Kasha. Israel by the Rabbi. Reb Lezer Mechayev al Vodi Lochet who Mokim of his Lochet. That's a Mishnah Mish. That Reb Lezer is Mechayev al Todi Mokim of. That was if someone will put seeds in the ground. And in addition, he'll pour water on the grass. So Mechayev to Chatoiz. He's Mechayev al Vodi Lochet who Mokim of his Lochet. So it's Mashma only when he does. And now, and he told me today, it's Chayev too. Or Avi Av, the same Av, twice. Bibasachas, Potter. V'yam v'etayim v'Rav Lezer. Mishim kovet halte, amai Potter. Omar mar v'ed Rabonon. Amo v'Rav Nechule v'aschar yetir v'ne. Hochem v'askinom v'dales amures al gabiteino. V'kotzitzom v'basachas. משום הוכן מחייב רבלזר, הוי משם יצמחו אוקי. הוי משם יצמחו אוקי. ויגופי מחו אוקי. ויקבוסי, קוצה וקוצה, איך נשכח עצמו, ונפתח, ושקוצה שתי קרקרס מבסחס. אבל קוצה כקרקרס, וחוצה וקוצה כקרקרס חי. So the more he's saying that even according to Rabbi, who says, even a comic rabbi who says that Chavrezer is Mechayev, not only I'm told in Mokimah, but in Avi Av, the same Av, twice. So he's also Mechayev. So that's only if he does it, but they are Chazer. In other words, first, he'll be Ketzer Kikreikras. Chiti, he'll be Ketzer Grein Kikreikras. That's the Shio. Kikreikras. So he'll be Ketzer. Then, an hour later, he'll be Ketzer again. You'll be Ketzer again. Since it's a separate Maise and done in a separate time, the first Ketzer took place at 9 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos. The second Ketzer took place at 9:30 Shabbos morning. So maybe it's hard, according to that. According to that. Mashaikim, suppose there is a Dabes Amudas al Gabiteino. V'kotzitzom v'basachas suppose you saw so and we must have a thing we think we think of in another together for your tzore chlift zir hagefen v'asok v'kotzat v'basachas pri ateino uzmenes hagefen v'chayim shtayim chode apri v'teino v'hayim v'keitzeya v'chode azmeiro v'teino v'keitzeya v'kaimuron v'kaimuron shabe zeyna v'tzore chleitz in tom v'keitzer v'mishim hoche chayim shtayim av ogav v'basachas. So in other words, if he cuts off bent branches that and so it is zinya b'tzor chayitzi, so he still dedicates him. In other words, if he cuts off the bent twigs that interfere with the growth, and he really needs the twigs for asoki, he wants to make a fire out of those twigs, so then is so is chayev, so is chayev shtayim. Why is chayev shtayim? First of all, since he's so chleitzi, so it's told in the keitzeya, and then he's also so and then he's also chayev because of zereya. So he's also chayev because of zereya. So in other words, when Reb Lezer, what Gemara is saying is this: that Reb Lezer, even according to Rabbi, that keitzer v'keitzer is chayev shtayim. So that's only if he does it with two malzes. In other words, he'll be keitzer t'vuye at 9 o'clock, and then he'll be keitzer t'vuye at 9:30. So he's chayev shtayim. But suppose he'll be keitzer v'vasachas. He'll be keitzer and keitzer v'vasachas, not v'zachaseh. So then he will not be chayev shtayim. Mashenke, if you do enough in the whole day, v'vasachas, so then he'll be chayev shtayim. So in other words, there are two separate halachas mentioned by, according to Rabbi. So the Blazer says two separate din. One din by the Blazer is that if a person does the same halacha, the same av twice, not v'vasachas, v'zachaseh, then he's chayev separate chatos for each halacha. And then there is another halacha that if he does the av and the telote, the telode, bivasachas, even though it's bivasachas, so he's also chayev twice. So in other words, that's another halacha by Reb Lezer. In other words, because as far as the other din by Reb Lezer is concerned, so which applies even to the same av that is done twice, so only if it's done with zechazeh, if he skates at 9 o'clock, and then he skates again at 10 o'clock, he skates at 11 o'clock, and 12 o'clock, and 1 o'clock, so it will be chayev five chatonis, because it's different mitzvahs done in different moments. Mashein came, if he'll be keitzer five times the same moment, then he will not be chayev five chatonis, even according to Rabbi. But if he will, moment, then the commentary of Israel is Chayev Shtayim. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. In separate mitzvahs, because telode mokimav, so the blessed is mechayev even if it's done with vasachas in the same time, even if it's done with vasachas in the same time. So that means that what the according to the place there is considered as meloche by itself. Why is the place of Bechayev? When he does an avon in Tevode, at the same time, the same moment, he's chayev to chatoyes. Because according to Rebbe Lezer, an avon in Tevode are considered like two separate melochs. So that's why he's mechayev to chatoyes, even if he does it at the same time. There is another thing by Rebbe Lezer, according to Rabbi, that if he does the same melochs, the same avon, different times, but the Hazei is also chayiv. But there is chayiv to chatoyes because it was done two separate mices. So then we could test kikashe. Am I called the Tolode? So that means enav is one loche, and the Tolode and the Tolode is the Tolode of the same av is also the same loche. Mashiach came according to the blessing. If he says, if he does an avon tolode, even basachas, if he's ketzeira, if he's ketzeira, let's say the twins, if he's ketzeira be basachas, so he's ketzeira the parents, and he's ketzeira the morim, and he's also ketzeira the same time, with the same act, the bad twins, and he needs a tolode. So then, is the same act. Still, according to Rabbi Lezer, he's chayv to chatoyes. Why? Even though one is an av and one is a telode. But Rabbi Lezer apparently considers a telode as a separate melacha. So Memele, why was he called the av separately and the telode separately? Usually according to Rabbon, we understand. So in other words, there are 439 categories of melachas. And the other, you have a few hundred other melachas, which are telodes. What are telodes? But those telodes are not separate categories of melachas. They come within the same categories. So that's why they have to be called telode categories. But according to the blessing, even if he is ketzer, even if he does an aven the telode, the same moment, bibasachas. So he's chayv to chatoyes. Not because the blesser is mechayv according to Rabbi, the blesser is mechayv kotza bikotza. There is mechayv kotza bikotza to chatoyes only with the achaze, but bibasachas kotza bikotza. If I'll cut grain with these two fingers, with one finger I'll cut grain, and with other finger I'll cut grain, I won't be chayv to chatoyes. Even according to Rabbi, I'll live with the blesser. He won't be chayv. Because it's one mindset. But Avi Telode, so the blessing is Mechayev, even if the Avi Telode are done in one mindset. Why if he does this, if he is Ketzer, at the same time, if he is Ketzer five times at the same time, so then he's high only one half. And if he's ketzer, and if he's ketzer, and zimmer, so then he's chayv to chatoyes. Why? Because it's two separate melachos. So even though one is the one of the other, so apparently, according to the blazer, that the one is considered as melacha by itself. So why is that called the one? So it should be considered as a separate category. So the Gemara says, how the Havim Mishkech Shive call the Av, how the Havim Mishkech Shive call the Av. All right, now. Gavitu besnano besatu besasher et asher vazera, vito memez, to visei el av kaya yitzibe, dilo mitami odo mikeli, vio toldez, och vio mashki mitami, odo mikeli im loy mitami, odo mikeli loy mitami, hochemai. So Gabitume we also have others, and we have Telodes, but there obviously Telodes is not just, it's not a question of being written the Torah, the Pirash or not the Pirash. There obviously is a higher degree of Tume, and Telodes is a lower degree of Tume. So if one who touches a mess is an Amatume, And the one who touches the person who touched the mares is a Vishnu Tumeh. And Abba Tumeh can transmit Tumeh to Adam and Kelim. Not only to Rochum Mashkin. A Vishnu Tumeh can only transmit Tumeh to Rochum Mashkin, but he cannot transmit Tumeh to Adam and Kelim. So, he's still saying, Lachka Yitzvah, you all be Tami Adam and Kelim. You told us Rochum Mashkin be Tami Adam and Kelim. Where are Tami? Hochem I? How about Nizoki is to say in Kalitzibe or not? Or Marafote, Yeshman Kalitzibe, Yeshman Lav Kalitzibe. Or Grash. Tome Meshmishin of the Mesava, Tome de Mesach, Navia Visa Tumu, Vanigia Viava Tume, Utamiot and Kaling, Doxiko Ashika Via Tome Hitmo, by Kobi Tome Meski, who mastered Tamiot, Doxiva Nevishani Gas. Hoch am I told the Shabbos Amikobes, told the Tumel Loyamikon. The Hoch told the Nizuki Mai, me am the Stolz Kayetze, the Mishnah, which he told me, the Mishnah with the Melody. So Yeshme Kayetze, the Yeshme, love Kayetze. Tom Rabbonon, give up a stem for the Shay, Haken and Asher, the American. There are three others in Shay. Kevin Nor, the Tom Rabbonaki, Kahim, Kahim, Kahim. שנאמר יעש לו שגיאו בקנאי מקאמי באוזר ואני מכיר אומר רבי שם מרד נג עשרון ואם הבחיר שאו לא אין כאן ואין כאן ומה מיינק? מה אין אין אין? Why does the price have to mention to צורי? וריתאים את ריתאים אין לקבול יאו פינון Because we couldn't learn out from the person in Lochim from Tzikin Yom בקנאי because that's in being that we kabol that's the kabol So, Mimele, we couldn't learn how to do the Torah under the Kabbalah. So that's why the Bryce mentioned the person to the Torah itself. Toshma Kheshedon, by Melefu, Gilun Yusadalu, in Yichabikelu. It's not a question of Yalfuse, of Idrosh. It's just to find out the meaning of the word. So why couldn't we find out the meaning of the word from the Kabbalah? Gilun Yusadalu, in Yichabikelu. Elomal v'teim, why did the price have to mention both of them? Keep on the Rachman of Intam Limuel, and the Vitrushon. I will be Chober, as in Okulam, this is... I would say that when does the Torah distinguish between Intam Limuel, because Allah is that if Shea goes, the first time, the second time, the third time, so the owner pays only Chotzin as a heavens. But the fourth time, so then the owner is fuller. So I could say that when does the Torah say that the tam is pays only head damages, not food damages, that's only the case where horns, where the axe was holding horns, detached horns, kept detached horns, and then with the detached horns, the axe, so God. So that's very strange. That's highly unusual. That's very strange. So then the Torah says that the owner pays only half damages the first three times. Mashiach came if the axe goes with its natural horns that are attached in its head. So then the first time the owner pays full damages because then